My name is Kevin Van Hentenrick of the Hunter Stone Carving Seminar, and you are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
Next time you find yourself using a rideshare, make it more interesting. Ask the driver to put on 90.7 FM, WGXC Accra, radio for open ears. WGXC underwriting is provided in part by WS Carpentry and Services LLC, offering carpentry, renovations, interior and exterior painting, as well as refinishing. Information at wscarpentryandservices.com or area code 518-755-5152.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Sabisha Friedberg of Paris, France. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Take your Wellingtons off, children, and Mammy will tell you a pleasant story.
Good evening. This is Foraging Ahead, and I'm Kevin Factor. Tonight on Foraging Ahead, we're going to celebrate Memorial Day a little bit early, just a day early. In 1866, April, women in Columbia, Mississippi, decorated the graves of both Union and Confederate soldiers. And in 1868, General Major John Logan of the Grand Army of the Republic, which was an organization of Union veterans, called for a National Day of Remembrance on May 30th, 1868. And this was called Decoration Day. And they chose the 30th of May because that was the day of peak flowers in the North. And after World War I, Decoration Day, the name was officially changed to Memorial Day to commemorate all of the fallen American soldiers in the wars that we've had. And in 1971, the Uniform Monday Holiday Act moved it and three other holidays to the last Monday in May, so we could have a three-day weekend. And that's essentially the history behind Memorial Day. We've had a lot of wars in this country and a lot of dead. And we're remembering the people who sacrificed their lives for a cause. We maybe believed in it, maybe we didn't, but they did to a certain extent. And what is it that they sacrificed for? Well, I think Woody Guthrie has an answer to that.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the spot sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. The voice was chanting, as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, the dust clouds rolling, the voice coming chanting, fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me.
Good old Woody. Well, that's why we have Memorial Day, to remember those who gave their lives for this land, which was made for you and me. Another man who kind of hit the nail on the head was President Abraham Lincoln. I'm going to read the Gettysburg Address because there is no greater inspiration for an American than this short passage. He dedicated after the Battle of Gettysburg. 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who gave their lives, that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it, far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus so far nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Town first guy took us when I hit the ground, end up like a dog that's been beat too much. Do you spend half your life just covering up? I was born in the USA. I was born in the USA. Got in a little hometown jam, so they put a rifle in my hand. Send me off to a foreign land, I go and kill a yellow man. Come back home, mother, if I'd rehired, man, say son, if it was up to me, I went down to see mom, yeah, man, he said, son, don't you understand now? I had a brother at Kaysan fighting off of Viet Cong. They're still there, he's all gone. He had a woman he loved in Saigon. I got a picture of him in her arms now. Penitentiary out by the gas fires of the refinery. I'm 10 years burning down the road, nowhere to run, nowhere to go.
And that was, of course, The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, with a version of Born in the USA that it's hard to misinterpret. Of course, that was about the Vietnam War, and that lasted from 1961 to 1975 and cost 58,209 American lives. And a whole lot more Vietnamese lives, but we're here memorializing our dead. They can memorialize theirs on their own time. Of course, the war with the greatest number of American dead was the American Civil War from 1861 to 1865. That was 655,000, followed closely by the Second World War, 1941 to 1945, for this country. We were a little late getting into that one. Everybody else started in 1939. 405,399. I don't know why they didn't round up, but that was the number for World War II. World War I, just a year, 1917, 1918, World War I, 116,516. And Korea, number five, from 1950 to 1953, 36,574. And then it drops off quickly after that. The American Revolution, 1775 to 1783, 25,000 dead. War of 1812, 15,000. Mexican-American War, 13,283. The Iraq War, which the years I get here are from 2003 to 2011, and that's 4,576 Americans killed. The Philippine War, 1899-1902, 4,196. Afghanistan, 2001 to 2021, we lost 2,432 American soldiers. And last on this list, I have the Spanish-American War in 1898, 2,246 dead. There's lots of honorable mentions, the U.S. occupation of Nicaragua, the U.S. occupation of Haiti, and all of the Indian wars that we fought from the beginning until the early 1900s. Next, a little poem by E.E. Cummings, which takes a ironic look at a particular form.
Master of course, God,
a particular form of American jingoism.
Master of course, God, America, I love you, land of the pilgrims, and so forth. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early my country 'tis of? Centuries come and go and are no more. What of it? We should worry. In every language, even deaf and dumb, thy sons acclaim your glorious name. By gurry, by jingo, by gee, by gosh, by gum. Why talk of beauty? What could be more beautiful than these heroic happy dead who rushed like lions to the roaring slaughter? They did not stop to think, they died instead. Then shall the voice of liberty be mute. He spoke and drank rapidly a glass of water.
Sam Stone came home to his wife and family after serving in the conflict overseas. And the time that he served had shattered all his nerves and left a little shrapnel in his knee. But the morphine eased the pain and the grass grew around his brain and gave him all the confidence he lacked. With a purple heart and a monkey on his back, there's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone's welcome home didn't last too long. He went to work when he'd spent his last dime. And Sammy took to stealing when he got that empty feeling for $100 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like a thousand railroad trains and eased his mind in the hours that he chose. While the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. Well, he played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life, it lost its fun, and there was nothing to be done but trade his house that he bought on the G.I. Bill for a flag-draped casket on a local hero's hill. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radio.
That's John Prine with Sam Stone, reminding us of all of the casualties who come home. Next up, Merle Haggard and an old tub song, Soldier's Last Letter.
I'm writing this down in the trench, Mom. Don't scold if it isn't so neat. The way that you did when I was a kid, and I'd come home with mud on my feet. The captain just gave us orders, and Mom, we will carry them through. And I'll finish this letter the first chance I get, but for now I'll just say I love you. Then the mother's old hands begin to tremble, and she fought against tears in her eyes, but they came unashamed, for there was no name, and she knew that her soldier had died. Then the mother knelt down by her bedside, and she prayed, Lord above, hear my plea, and protect all the sons who are fighting tonight. And dear God, keep America free. I'm writing this down in a trench, Mom. Don't scold.
Past 18, he was waiting for the bus in his army green, sat down in a booth in a cafe there, gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile, and he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go. So they went down and they sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got no one to send a letter to. Would you mind if I sent one back here to you? So letters came from an army camp in California, then Vietnam, and he told her of his heart might be love and all of the things he was so scared of. Said when it's getting kind of rough over here, I think of that day sitting down at the pier, and I close my eyes and see your pretty smile. Don't worry, but I won't be able to write for a while. I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy, too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone, when the letter said the soldier's coming home. One Friday night at a football game, the Lord's Prayer said and the anthem sang. A man said, folks, would you bow your heads for a list of local Vietnam dead? Crying all alone under the stands was a piccolo player in the marching band, and one name Red, and nobody really cared. But a pretty little girl with a bow in her head. I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy, too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone, when the letter says
Dixie Chicks with Traveling Soldier, and just reminding us that how young most of the dead are from war. We're going to move from Vietnam to World War One, as seen through the lens of a guy who's lived through World War Two. Green Fields of France.
Well, how do you do, Private William McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while neath the warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. Oh, I see by a gravestone you're only 19 when you joined the Great Fallen in 1916. And I hope you died well, oh, I hope you died clean. Or young William McBride, was it?
And did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did the rifles fire o'er you as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sound out the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did you leave there a wife or a sweetheart behind in some faithful heart? Is your memory enshrined? Although you died back in 1916 in that faithful heart, are you forever 19 or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed in forever behind a glass frame in an old photograph torn, battered and stained and faded? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did the rifles fire o'er you as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sound out the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Lie here, know why did they die? And did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war would end wars? The sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the shame of the killing and dying was all done in vain for young William McBride. It all happened again and again. Didn't they drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did the rifles fire o'er you as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sound out the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? And did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did the rifles fire o'er you as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sound out the last post and chorus? Play the flowers of the forest.
And that was the High Kings with their version of the Green Fields of France. Not terribly ambivalent about war and the value of sacrifice. Somewhat cynical. Not nearly as cynical as this
Dulce
poem.
Et Decorum Est by Wilfred Owen. Bent double, like old beggars under sacks, knock-kneed, coughing like hags, we cursed through sludge, till on the haunting flares we turned our backs and towards our distant rest began to trudge. Men marched asleep. Many had lost their boots but limped on, bloodshod. All went lame, all blind, drunk with fatigue, deaf even to the hoots of tired, outstripped 5-9s that dropped behind. Gas! Gas! Quick, boys! An ecstasy of fumbling, fitting the clumsy helmets just in time, but someone still was yelling out and stumbling and floundering like a man in fire or lime. Dim, through the misty panes and thick green light as under a green sea, I saw him drowning. In all my dreams, before my helpless sight, he plunges at me, guttering, choking, drowning. If in some smothering dreams you too could pace behind the wagon that we flung him in and watch the white eyes writhing in his face, his hanging face, like a devil's sick of sin, if you could hear at every jolt the blood come gargling from the froth-corrupted lungs, obscene as cancer, bitter as the cud of vile, incurable sores on innocent tongues. My friend, you would not tell with such high zest to children ardent for some desperate glory the old lie, dulce et decorum est, pro patria mori.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone?
Young girls have picked them, every one.
Oh, when will they ever learn? Oh, when will they ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago.
And that's Peter, Paul, and Mary with a sentimental song, but it's kind of sweet, and it fits. Next up, a couple of Irish songs. They just do angry irony and bitterness as well as anybody. This next song is... it's about a fellow who came home from war, not quite as his woman expected him to be. And the one after that is is about a man trying to be recruited. First up, Johnny, I Hardly Knew You.
I love the road to sweet Athiharu, haru. I love the road to sweet Athiharu, haru. Sweet a thigh, a stick in the hand, a drop in the eye, a doleful damsel, I did cry, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
As I was walking down the road, feeling fine and lucky, I were a good and such a came up to me, says he look fine and cocky, oh. For the king is in need of men, I come raid this proclamation, now a life in Flanders for you then would be a fine vacation, now. That may be so, says I to him, but tell me, Sergeant Dario, if I had a pipe stuck up on me back, would I look fine and cheerio? It's lofty in the trenches, oh.
The sergeant smiled and winked his eyes. Smile was lost before, you know. He twiddled and twirled his way. Mustache says, hey, you're on.
so warm and high, and the wind you want for blowing on. I went to the canyon passing by, says I, what if it's snowing home? Come rain or hail or wind or snow, I'm not going out to Flanders, though there's fighting the Dublin to be done. Let your sergeants and your commanders go. Let Englishmen fight English wars, it's nearly time we started all. We saluted the sergeant a very good night.
The Clash, obviously, Death or Glory. Before that, The Recruiting Sergeant, Medley by the Pogues. And before that, Johnny, I Hardly Knew You, the Dropkick Murphys cover of that old song. Now I'd like to play a song that commemorates our ongoing war in this country against our old children, our own children, by the drive-by truckers, the Guns of Umpqua. By truckers, so yep, that's a war that just seems to be going on and on and on. Maybe we'll have a special day of remembrance for all the school children who get shot. I'm gonna leave you with Bob Dylan and Eternal Question. Whose side is God on?
Thank you. my name, it ain't nothing. My age, it means less. The country I come from is called the Midwest. I was taught and brought up there, the laws to abide, and that the land that I live in has God on its side. Oh, the history books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry's charged, the Indians fell. The cavalry's charged, the Indians died. Oh, the country was young with God on its side. The Spanish American War had its day, and the Civil War too was soon laid away, and the names of the heroes I was made to memorize, with guns in their hands and God on their side. The First World War, boys, it came and it went. The